And I'm joined now by RNZ Business Editor Giles Beckford. Tēnā koe. Rising job losses may pose property market woes.
Kia ora to you, Charlotte. Yes, it's an issue that's just there popping up on the horizon with the rising numbers of job losses in the public and private sectors and continued repricing to higher interest rates of mortgages, and it could lead to increasing distressed property sales. Well, the research firm CoreLogic says households have largely coped with higher interest rates because they've had jobs. But several thousand jobs are going in government departments and agencies, and jobs are also being lost in private companies. Chief Property Economist at CoreLogic, Kelvin Davidson, says there have been few mortgagee sales since interest rates started to rise sharply, but increasing unemployment combined with more borrowers facing higher rates will be a factor to watch.
Up until now, mortgagee sales have been very low, non-performing loans have been very low simply because people have been in work, job security has been high, they've had an income. So yes, tough to adjust the finances, but at least you've got a job and an income. So it's still a very much a factor to keep an eye on. That repricing wave is still coming through and we are starting to see some job losses. So it's certainly a factor to watch. I guess the mortgagee sale and that sort of thing is very much a last resort. We've seen adjustments over the past 3 or 4 years where you can switch interest only, you can extend the term of the loan, all of these things. So it's probably a scenario for now where, you know, fingers crossed, the impact isn't too bad, but certainly something we're going to keep an eye on.
Kelvin Davidson says changes to lending rules mooted by the government, tax changes and lower mortgage rates will more likely influence the housing market next year. An e-commerce firm says technology can improve customer service through increased efficiency and reduced costs, but apparently there's no substitute for the personal touch. Convergence Managing Director Mark Presnell says retailers are fearful and bewildered by the rise of artificial intelligence and increasing competition from tech-driven global online retailers such as Amazon and Temu. But he says small businesses don't have to keep up with the giant retailers in the use of emerging technologies. They just don't need to because customers don't want it.
We are definitely facing a great divide at the moment. A lot of people that are going down the technology path, possibly not really looking at how their customers are perceiving that. And I think the opportunity really right now, especially for the smaller retailers, is to focus on that person-to-person human touch, understanding their clients' preferences by really speaking with them. You know, we don't need to look at ourselves as being subservient to AI or to machines.
Well, Mark Presnell says technology is only useful if it improves business functions, and old-fashioned technology can do that too. Small businesses are continuing to recruit staff and increase salaries despite weak sales and an uncertain economic outlook. The latest Zero Small Business report for the March quarter is more upbeat than it has been for a while. Zero's country manager Bridget Snelling says the increase in jobs and wages indicates businesses are holding on to staff in anticipation of improving economic conditions.
The good news in this data is that jobs continued to rise. So they were up 7% year on year. Solid job growth is a promising indication that small businesses are still remaining quite hopeful and able to attract and retain talent, despite sales not quite being where they would like them to be. We did see that we had a solid start to the year. We had sales up in January, up 2.1%, and in February, up close to 6% year on year. But unfortunately, in March, sales were down. But that is likely because of the Easter trading restrictions that happened a little bit earlier this year than last year, with Good Friday falling in March.
Well, Zero's March quarter numbers also indicate an improvement in small business cash flow, with more customers paying invoices on time. Well, profits for the electric vehicle maker Tesla have taken a real tumble as it faces increased competition and a weaker overall electric vehicle market. The company, which is the most valuable car maker around, says its first quarter profits fell 55% on a year ago, just over $1.1 billion. And that was the lowest for the company since 2021. Revenue was down 9% as the company cut prices and saw fewer sales. Former Tesla board member Steve Westley says the company is facing difficult trading conditions and pressure is mounting on the boss, Elon Musk.
Let's be honest, this was a terrible quarter. year-over-year decline in Q1 sales haven't happened in 4 years. Poor Cybertruck numbers, increasing competition from BYD, Hyundai, Kia, 40% decline in share price. It doesn't get much tougher than that. On top of this, Elon's putting huge amount of pressure on the big August 8th robo-taxi event. And my gut is, anything less than an earth-shattering news on full self-driving and no 25K car could trigger a sell-off. Right now, Tesla needs to focus, and they need to get dates for bringing that new $25,000 car to market. If they do that, there's a lot of silver lining out there for them.
That's a former member of the Tesla board, Steve Westley. Well, let's see how the markets are faring. 25 minutes past 12. Joined by Malika King of Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Malika.
Kia ora, Giles.
Well, are we faring better than Tesla?
Well, Tesla, interestingly enough, was actually up 13% after hours. So it's interesting to see what happens with the markets, isn't it? The NZX 50 is up 0.4% or 45 points at 11,848 points. Just looking at our NZX 10, A2 Milk's up 2 cents at 6.38. Auckland Airport's flat at $7.79. EBOS is up 29 cents at 35.08. Fletcher Building's up 1 cent at $3.98. Fish and Paihu Healthcare is up 45 cents at $26.99. Infratool's up 5 cents at $10.87. Main Freight's down 25 cents at $69.15. Meridian's down 8 cents at $5.84. Ryman's down 1 cent at $4.22. And Spark's up 1 cent at $4.74.
Well, they've just turned on the trading terminals in Australia. What's it looking like?
They have their up 0.33% or 26 points on the All Ords at 7,964 points. The miners dragging the index a little there, so BHP's down 71 cents at 44.79 and Rio down just over 2% or $3.01 at $126.56.
What's it like for the New Zealand dollar?
We're a bit stronger in this morning's trading. We're buying 59.4 US cents, 91.4 Australian cents, 47.7 pence, 55.45 euro cents, 91.9 yen and 4.31 yuan.
Which leaves us with interest rate, oil and gold.
90-day bank bills are at 5.635%, the 5-year swap's at 4.655% and the 10-year's at 4.71%. Gold is $2,323 US an ounce, and Brent crude is $88.48 US a barrel.
Thank you very much. That's Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. A couple of other snippets of business users' lunch hour. The country's posted its first monthly trade surplus in nearly a year, and the biggest in close to 4 years on increased fruit and dairy exports. Stats NZ data shows a surplus of $588 million for the month as exports surged at the height of the food production and imports were lower. The annual deficit eased to $9.9 billion. Monthly surpluses are usual at this time of the year given it's the height of the export season. We'll wrap it all up for you, bring it together around 5:30 in Checkpoint. But for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.